That's a stable.
All right. Then where would you milk the cows?
Not.
All right. And where would you keep pigs?
A pen.
Okay. Did it have a shelter?
That's right.
It was. Was it part open and part shelter? Or
part
what?
Open and part shut. It's just a place to keep them so they go out of the rain.
Mm-hmm. And do you know where people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
In the well.
Did they what? Put it in the.
Let it down the well, but it didn't sour.
What would they put it in to let it
church? Well, they just get rid of church bowls.
Mm-hmm. And then what would they use to lower it down in the well?
Jugs.
Mm. And then what would they do? You just put the jug on a rope or what? Okay. How would you keep your potatoes in the wintertime?
We baked them.
What does that mean?
Put straw down, put dirt over top of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that would keep them from freezing? Could you get to them easily?
Right, you dig a hole there and get to scratch it out.
Okay. What would you call the kind of farm where they just raise cows just for milk?
Dairy farm.
All right. Does the word dairy mean anything else to you?
Milk dairy.
But that's it just means that kind of farm to you?
Okay. Dairy farm.
Mm-hmm. How about the place where you let the animals go out to graze?
Well, that's I'd call it a field.
All right. Would you ever, is there another word for that?
Where the horses graze is all I know.
Would you ever call it a pasture?
Yeah.
How would you say that word?
I'm going to pasture.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anything about raising cotton?
Yeah, we raised cotton.
Did you? You're on your grandmother's
corn.
Place? Uh-huh. Well, when you're raising cotton, what do you call it when you go out to thin it out? To
chop it.
Pardon?
Chop it.
Mm-hmm. Is that what that means, thinning it out? Did you ever pick cotton yourself?
I never could pick cotton.
Why not? Is it hard work?
I worked hard all day long. I wouldn't have 100 pounds, so I couldn't pick it.
Oh, how much were you supposed to pick in a day?
Well, some people pick 200 pounds a day, but I can't.
Good heavens. How many hours would you have to work to pick that much?
Sun up, sun down.
Gee. Oh, I couldn't work that hard.
That's the way they used to work, sun up to sun down.
Yeah, I know they did. It's great.
I worked 50 cents a day at tobacco for that.
Mm. I guess you could buy a lot with 50 cents at one time.
Then you could. You could buy a whole dish pan full of fish with 50 cents. But now you can't get one.
No. What do you call grass that grows up in the cotton field that you don't want?
Well, we all just call it grass. We chopped it down.
Were there certain kinds of grass that would grow up?
Well,
bad?
Some of it's bad. Nut grass would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have Johnson grass or Bermuda grass or crabgrass?
Crabgrass.
Crabgrass you had, uh-huh. Yeah, I think people still have a lot of trouble with that. All right, cotton and corn grow in a
field.
Mm-hmm.
Rows.
Okay, a field is a big place.
That's right.
What would you call us just a small place?
Row.
Well, small area for cotton. I mean, you might say tobacco grows in a, or you might have a watermelon.
Row.
Or this is just a little place that's smaller than a field.
A patch is over.
Okay, yeah. Is that what a patch is? It's littler than a field? Suppose it were just around your house. You
just
might,
a little patch.
If you just grew flowers in it, what might you call it?
Flower bed.
All right. Would you ever...
But they didn't call that a watermelon bed. They call it a patch.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word garden for anything?
Yeah.
What would that be?
That would be turnips, collards, anything you want to plant it. Peas, beans.
And that would be a what?
Garden.
Okay, so a garden would just be for... Wouldn't be flowers, it would be...
Flower beds.
Flower bed, but then what would the things in a garden would be what?
It'd be vegetables.
Mm-hmm. That's the difference between a vegetable and a bed. I mean a garden and a bed. I can't talk
garden,
straight today.
Garden.
Okay. what kind of fences did people have? What kind of fences did people have?
Wooden fences.
And there was one kind you said just before we had trouble with the microphone.